As an immigrant family who got his citizenship here in Plattsburgh, Plattsburgh is the community that welcomed my family and me with open arms and accepted us as one of them. So this is where I got my rights as a citizen. And what happens to Plattsburgh, which my family and I call home now, has a big impact on what happens to us in the future. And I'm running for mayor because I believe that I can bring about a positive change where elected officials govern for the people, and that it's inclusive, it is transparent, it is accessible, and where I come from, before I came to the United States, I was not born in a democratic country where I could have any aspirations of an elected office. After becoming a citizen and having been accepted by my community here, who have been very, very supportive of my family and me, they have supported my little businesses over the years, you know, welcomed us here with open arms, supported us, gave us a lot of love and a lot of strength in in our most vulnerable times. You know, I had some issues 3 years ago after the elections, and the whole community came together as one, standing right behind me. And that was when I knew that I was finally home, that I have a family. This is my family here. So what happens here, the residents of the city are my family. So what happens to them, what happens here in the city in the long term impacts whatever plans that I have for the future for me and for my family. As it currently stands, I'm not saying that the city is in chaos, but I feel frustrated that there is the city government is not functioning in a very transparent way. This frustration comes from a lot of friends, neighbors, customers, and we all feel the same, that decisions are being made behind closed doors. There's not sufficient input from the public, and where there is input, our concerns and voices are being pushed to a side. I feel that the elected officials we have need to be reminded that we are elected by the people and that we are accountable to the people. So we should be accessible to the people.
Are many or most of the concerns that you're discussing and running on based on the decisions that are being made towards the DRI redevelopment, or is it other aspects of city governance that you're also worried about?
The DRI is one issue, and although that's also of concern, but it is not just that as a single issue. There are other issues where we don't have transparency in a government. My wife and I have, we have a lifetime of services in the community. We have served different communities in different capacities in our own small way over the decades. And now we have seen and experienced firsthand that the lack of transparency is one of the main contributors to corruption, dishonesty, and immorality in a government. And above all, when you are not accountable, you are not accessible to the very people who elected you to the government, that is a dangerous trend. We have seen the impacts of such ill-advised and decisions, how they have impacted local communities and governments. And that is something that is very, very scary because we have lived that experience. I speak through experience. So, not that I'm saying our current city administration is such a state, but, you know, when you don't have that transparency, when the sun does not shine on the debates and the discussions that they are having behind closed doors, that is a very big concern. You cannot be supportive of the progress and development of one area of your electorate while ignoring the other part of the electorate. You are elected to serve everyone equally. So we have to look at all these issues, not just the DRI. There might be little issues, but those issues are going to become bigger and bigger issues if they're ignored and if they're not addressed immediately.
Tenzing, what are your key skills? What do you feel your key skills are that you would bring to the mayor's office?
I've always worked in a team. I have never had any scenario in my past working in communities and working, you know, in public service where I did not have a good team to work with. And I'm not somebody who divides. I'm somebody who brings people together. I'm somebody who's always been and will always be for dialogue, for discussions, for collaboration, for progress together. And I've always tended to work with anybody who has the progress of the people at heart. You might be my next door neighbor. I will work with my next door neighbor. I will collaborate with my next door neighbor for our mutual progress. Because we have to understand one thing. My progress and my success is interdependent to my neighbor's progress and success. So we need to have a dialogue. We need to be conversing with each other. We need to collaborate with each other so that we can bring about development and progress and overall improve the quality of life for people in the whole region as a whole, not just as the city, but the region as a whole.